Today's daf is daf Kuf Chaf, the last, second to last blot of the Masechta. So let's take the last two lines of Kuf Yud Tesim and Beis. The Gemara says, Neima Mesaile. Let's say the following is a proof to what? So we were just saying earlier in the daf, the Gemara says that Shmuel held Ein Maftirin Achar Matzah Afikomen. A person is not allowed to eat anything after matzah. Matzah should be the last thing that a person eats. And if a person eats afterwards, you're going to ruin the tam of matzah. So Gemara says, let's say name a Messiah, let's say the following is a support that one may not eat anything after matzah. It says, Hasufganim, Vidushanim, Vaskiratin, these types of doughs that were made with honey, very sweet. The Rashi explains it's matzah shira, which is not matzah, nor is it considered chametz. You're allowed to eat this on Pesach, according to Svardim Ashkenazim, the practice not to eat it, but this is matzah shira. So the din is, you can have all these types of doughs on Pesach. Adam mimala kreso mehen, a person could fill up his stomach eating them. Ubilvad, this is even the Leil Seder. Ubilvad sheyochal kezayis matzah b'achron. As long as the last thing that he eats is matzah, meaning you can't eat anything after matzah. So the Gemara is medayik b'achrona, and you could eat this as the last thing. But going on to daf kuf chaf now, berishona lo. But to eat this in the beginning, one may not. Seemingly that you cannot eat after matzah. That's why you can't eat it as the first item, because this is a support for Shmuel, that after the matzah, you cannot eat anything else. And the Gemara says, there's no proof from here. Lo mi boy kamar. Maybe the Bryce is teaching us a chiddush as follows. Lo mi boy barishona de ka'achal le'te'avon. Needless to say that if you eat the matzah the first thing at the night, you're yotzei, because you ate a bederach te'avon, even though you're eating other things afterwards, that's fine. We just have to say that you have to eat it b'te'avon. So you actually are yotzei Barishona. The chiddush, the brisa here maybe, is that not only if you eat it barishona are you yotz the mitzvah, but even if you eat it b'acharona, you're also. Why would you think if you eat it b'acharona, you should not be yotzei? So aval b'acharona dilma asal meichal chilagas. If you decide to eat the matzah after the end of the meal, where you're already stuffed, that's called an achilagas, an aim alone. Maybe you would not be yotzei the mitzvah matzah. Kamash v'lam, that even if you do eat the matzah, it's the last thing, you still are yotzei the mitzvah. So there is no raya from the brisa. There are two different ways to interpret this brisa. So Gemara now says, four lines down on Kuf Chaf, Marzutra Masni Hachi, he learned the discussion as follows. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Maftirin Achar HaMatzah Afikomen. This version is, you are allowed to actually eat something after matzah. You can have the Afikomen after matzah. So name of Messiah, let's say the following is a support. Our mission on Daf Kuf Yutes says, Ein Maftirin Achar Pesach Afikomen. So the diak is, Achar Pesach Dulo, after the Karban Pesach, one may not eat afikomen or any type of dessert, but we can infer from here, aval Achar Matzah, Maftirin, but after one had eaten matzah, one would be able to have afikomen, one would be able to have desserts. So this supports this version of Shita Shmuel. So the Gemara says, no, our mission is not a raya either. Our mission can be interpreted in a different way. Our mission could be learned, Lo mi boy kamar. Lo mi boy Achar Matzah Dulo Nafish Tameh. Needless to say, after matzah, where it doesn't have a lot of flavor, so there is where the din is obvious. You're not allowed to eat anything. You can't have an afikomen after the matzah. Aval achar Pesach, aim alone. Maybe after the Karban Pesach, where it is nafish taima, where it's very tasty, maybe you would be allowed to eat something after the Karban Pesach. Kamash v'lam from our Mishnah, that even after the Pesach, you cannot eat any desserts. But in terms of eating after matzah, that was a davar pashut. You certainly cannot eat after the matzah, any dessert, because the matzah does not have a very strong and potent flavor. So Gemara now asks a question, so if that's really true, so meisive, hasuf ganim, vadufshanim, vaskritin, these types of matzah shiras, which are very sweet, adem mimalak kresom ehen, a person could fill a stomach up with them, leil seder, ubavach yochal, kedayis matzah b'acharona, that as long as you have matzah as the last thing, b'acharona in, barishona lo. So the dig from this price is only if it's the last thing. But if you have it in the beginning of the meal, you would not be able to have these desserts and these cakes. So we just said, Shmuel says, you are allowed to have afikomen after the matzah. But this price seems to indicate that you cannot have anything after having the matzah. So the Gemara says, no, lo mi boy kamar. Lo mi boy barishona de ka'achil teavam. Needless to say, it's obvious, of course, you can have matzah as the first thing, even though you're eating food afterwards. We don't care. We want you to eat b'derech taiva, b'derech te'avon, and you fulfill that mitzvah. Abba, one might have thought that if you eat the matzah as the last thing, maybe it wouldn't be a good eating. By the time you get to the matzah at the end, it's achila gasa, emalo, you won't be yote. Kamash v'lam from the braisa, that whether you eat it barishona or you eat it b'acharona, you would be yote the mitzvah. So there are no riyas back and forth from this discussion. Either way, there are two days, whether or not you can eat after matzah or you cannot eat after the matzah. So Gemara now says that the two dots. Amar Rava. Actually, interesting Tosas for a second. Look at Tosas dir maschum aftirin achar matzah afikomen. According to this version of Shmuel, it says you are allowed to have desserts after matzah. Tosas asks, v'im tomar, achar pesach, my time ain maftirin. So why after the Pesach may you not? If they were learning that after matzah you can have dessert, so what's unique about Pesach where you can't eat any dessert after matzah, after Pesach? So again, im tomar achar Pesach my time ain maftirin. So ha nafish tame tvei matzah. It has more flavoring than matzah. So if matzah you're allowed to eat dessert afterwards, certainly you should be able to eat desserts after the Karn Pesach, which has much more flavor. So Yeshlom Artosis suggests maybe it's k'dimifarish b'yushalmi. The reason why, when it comes to eating the Karan Pesach, you have to eat al hasover, which means you have to be so full, by the time it gets to the Karan Pesach, that's the last space you have in your stomach. Why? Shelo yavo lidei shvirs etzem. The concern is, if you're eating the Karan Pesach when you're not so full, so you eat in the beginning of the meal, you might be really hungry after the Karan Pesach, and you're going to start breaking the bones to try to suck out the moach, the marrow from this. We don't want you to use an isser to break it. So he said, in order to avoid a person breaking the bones to eat the bone marrow, we said, make sure to have the Karan Pesach at the end of the meal when you're really full, lest you come to break the bones. Uksiv says Tosos, v'etzem lo sishbu rubo, that you cannot break the bones of the Karan Pesach. So that's what's unique about Karban Pesach. Not because it has more or less flavor, rather because it's a gzeira come to a person might come to break the bones if he's so hungry.
So, isn't it Pesach Mitnerayza
and Afikomen? No, I'm talking having dessert afterwards. Not our Afikomen, different point. The Afikomen in this context is in terms of dessert. We're calling it dessert. That's what we're viewing this as right now. So the Gemara then says, "Amar Rava Matzah Bismana Zed Deraisa Umara Drabanan." Bismana Zed Matzah is a mitzvah deraisa still, but Mara is only a mitzvah midrabanan. Maishna, what's the difference? Mara Dichsiv Amatos Mirom Yochlu. So the Gemara connects the eating of Mara to that of eating Karban Pesach. So the two of them are tied to each other. Bismana Ditsa Ika Pesach Yesh Mara. When there's a Karban Pesach, there's a mitzvah deraisa of Mara. But bisman de leka Pesach, leka Mara. But nowadays, since there is no Karan Pesach, then bimela, there's no chi of deraisa if eating Mara. So Gemara says, according to the same line of reasoning, matzah nami, when it comes to eating the matzah as well. Hakshiv amatzos merom yochlu. The two of them are lumped together. Both matzah and Mara hinge on Karan Pesach. So the Gemara says, you're right. Even though this pasuk of matzah merom yochlu connects matzah to that of Karan Pesach, there's another pasuk which shows the independence of matzah. It says matzah mehader hader bekra. The pasuk then repeated matzah as an independent mitzvah, as it says be'erev tochlu matzos. In the night of the seder, you should eat matzahs independent of the Karan Pesach. So that's why matzah is mediraisa bismanazeh according to Rava. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar echadzeh v'echadzeh d'rabanan. He felt that both matzah and maror are dependent on Karan Pesach, in which case they're both only mitzvahs midirabanan. So Elo haksiv be'erev tochlu matzah. So what does he do with the pasuk be'erev tochlu matzahs, which seems to indicate the independence of matzah that stands alone? So the answer is the Gemara hahi mibaylei. That's needed for a different drasha. L'tamei v'shaya b'derech rechoka. These two individuals, these two categories, as we know, they were not able to perform the Pesach Rishon. So there's a Havamina, the Sakadai Techamina, I would have thought, came in the Pesach Lo Achli, Matzah Umarar, Nami Lo Nechel. That if they're not performing the current Pesach and Pesach Rishon, maybe they have no obligation, no fulfillment of the mitzvahs of Matzah Umarar, Kamash Mulan, Be'erav Tochul Matzos. Even though they're not being yotzei the mitzvah of Karan Pesach this time of year, still they have an obligation to eat matzah. So it's not a raya that matzah stands alone. It's just a raya that these individuals, that although they're not bringing a Karan Pesach this year, but it's a zman, if the mikdash is a zman of Karan Pesach for people in general, they still have to participate in the eating of the matzah and the maror. So Rava Amar Lecha, Rava says, no, there's no raya. You don't need the pasuk of Be'erev Tochlu Matzos to teach me that a derech rechoka and tamei have to eat matzah. Tamei shaya b'derech rechoka lo tzarech kra. There's no need for pasuk. Delo gari mi'arev benecha. They should be no worse than a arel, one who has no mila, or a benechar, detanya, kol arel lo yochal bo eino ochel, that an arel, one without a mila, cannot eat the Karan Pesach. And the Gemara is medayik, bo, when it comes to Karim Pesach, einu ochi, he doesn't eat. But the implication is, about ochel b'matzah umar, he does participate in eating the matzah marer. So you don't need to have a separate, if a ben nechar and an ariel are allowed to eat matzah and have a chivti matzah, certainly, tamei sheya b'der chachoka also has. In which case, ber p'tochlu matzahs isn't needed to teach me tamei b'der chachoka, rather to teach me that mitzvah matzah exists even outside the context of the Karim Pesach. So the Gemara then says further, v'idach, Ksibahai, uksibahai. Other one says, no, it says by both. It says by Ariel of the Ben Necher has to eat matzahs, and has a separate pasuk when it comes to the Derech HaChok and Tameh. They need separate psukim. And the Gemara says, Tzrichi, and you need both of them. So the Gemara doesn't explain the Tzrichi here, but there seemingly is some Tzrichi. There's a, if you look at the Rashbam, Rashbam says five lines down, Ksibahai, Ksibahai, Vitzrichi. The Tameh Shahaya B'Derech HaChokah Lo Yalf Me Ariel B'Necha. You could not have learned the dinim of Tameh Derech HaChokah from these two individuals. The Ha Islay Tashum LePesach Sheni, because they have the chance to make it up Pesach Sheni. So maybe they're going to fulfill the mitzvah Matzah Marer also Pesach Sheni. Hilchach Lo Yocha Matzah B'Rishon Ad Shiasa Pesach Sheni V'Kaima Matzah Rum Yachlu. So maybe they're completely, totally exempt from Pesach Rishon. Aval Ariel B'Necha Dinhu Sheyochlu Matzah B'Rishon Deha Lo Ochli B'Sheni. It makes sense for them to eat matzah and more of the Pesach Rishon because they're not making it up by the time Pesach Sheni comes around. And the flip side, the eat kasa rachmana be'erev tochlu matos, have a mok milei ba'aril b'nechar mishum delesle tashumim, aval tamei v'derech hachoka de'isle tashumim lo l'chai b'rishon, hilka kasa rachmana tamei shaya b'derech hachoka. And therefore, both of them were necessary to teach. So now the Gemara says further. Says v'idach no Tanya Kavasi. Before we go Tanya Kavasi, actually, there's interesting that the Rav Chaim Mibrisk has the following stuff. He wants to know, according to Hillel, who held in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, the mitzvah is to do korech, to wrap everything together, matzah maror u'pesach. He just raises the chakira. What's the din bizmanazeh? Did Hillel say that bizmanazeh when maror is only midirabanan, it's also only in the context, just like the deraisa was, korech together, or now that there's no Beis HaMikdash, may Marah stand alone as a separate din, the Rabbanan, and you don't have to actually perform korech bizman hazeh. That was just a chakira raised by Reb Chaim. Now another question they bring here as well, that when we said that this din, that the Tamei Derech HaChok are chayv in matzah, bizman hazeh, even though they're not bringing the Pesach Rishon, still they have a question, the Chazanish wonders, whether or not they're chayv in Marah as well. Or do we only say, the Gemara only says the chayv in matzah by Pesach Rishon, but they don't address whether or not they're chayv in maror, so it ends up being actually a machlokes Rishon, whether they're chayv in maror too. So let's go right to the Gemara now. The Gemara says as follows: Tanya kivasei de Rava. There's a brisa that supports Rava. Again, Rava said that matzah bismanazez de brisa, maror bismanazez only midirbanim. What's the raya? It says sheishes yamim tocha matos ubiyom ashvi atzeres l'Hashem lokecha. So 6 days, one sheet matzah, and the seventh day is a day of rest, a day of tzaris, it's a yom tif. So mashvi rishus, just like the seventh day, according to all opinions, is only a rishus to have matzah. You don't have to have it. It's only rishus. Why do we know it's a rishus? Rashbam says, because it says, dichsiv b'yom mashvi atzaris, v'lo ksiv tocha matzah. It doesn't say to eat on the seventh day. It says, stop doing work. Don't do malacha. So it must be that it's only dever rishus to have matzah. So just like shvi is rishus, so we can now apply that to the other part of the pasuk of sheishes yamim, af sheishes yamim is rishus. So my time, what's the reason? Have a davar shaya b'chlal. This is something that's part of the rule. V'yatzim na'klal, l'lamed, it came out of the rule to teach. Lo l'lamed a'atmo, not only to teach about itself, yatza, el l'lamed a'klal kula yatza. In other words, it was part of the klal. So sheishes yamim is referring to the last 6 days. The first night is separate. So the final 6 days, we know there are a total of 7 days of Pesach in Eretz Yisrael. So he said, this final 6 days, from day two until day seven, you eat matzahs. But then, the Pesach says, and the seventh day, just atzeres. It seems to ignore eating a matzah. So when we come to say that the seventh day doesn't require eating matzah, that doesn't only come to teach me about the seventh day, but it comes to teach me about the entire rule, all 6 days, the final 6 days of Pesach, that there is no obligation to eat matzah, simply it's a rishus. So then the Gemara, the Brisa says further, Yachal af laila rishon, one might have thought, the first night's also rishus, that even Leil Seder, there's only a choice if you didn't want to eat matzah. Tamalomar, amatos mum yachlu, you must eat them together, zechiv to eat. Ein li ela bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim, that there's a karm pesach, so you apply the pasuk, amatos mum yachlu, that you have to all eat all three together. How do I know bizman she'ein beis hamikdash kayim minayin, that there's also a chiv to eat matzah, even though there's no karm pesach? Tamalomar, be'erev tochlu matzos, Hakasav kava chovo, that the Torah said there's a chiv to eat matzos even bizman hazer, but there is no chiv deraisa to eat maror, that would only be a din derban. So that's the raya from the braisa to prove Rava's point. So now the Baal Mor and the other Rishon asked the following question. We know when it comes to Pesach versus Sukkot, if one decides to eat Pesach rather matzah throughout all 7 days of Pesach, he's certainly allowed to. The Gra said, in fact, you're mekayim a mitzvah whenever you eat matzah throughout all of Pesach. But there is no bracha. You don't say al achilas matzah on the rest of Pesach, only Leil Seder. So how come when it comes to sukkahs, each time you sin the sukkah, you say leishiv a sukkah, but when it comes to eating matzah, you don't say the bracha of achilas matzah? That was the question of Baal Mor. So Baal Mor says the reason is because when it comes to matzah, you are able to actually avoid eating matzah all of the 6 days. You could get away with eating rice if you're a Sephardi, or vegetables, or fruit, or potatoes if you wanted. You could avoid having matzah all 6 days. As opposed to sukkahs, it's impossible to avoid the sukkah. You have to sleep. And one of the dedim of a sukkah is not only eating and drinking, but even sleeping in the sukkah. A person can't go 3 days without sleeping, the Gemara says. So it's going to be inevitable. You're going to need to spend time in the sukkah, and therefore they were koveya bracha when it came to sitting in the sukkah, but they were not koveya bracha when it came to matzah, because you can, if you wanted, avoid eating the matzah. That's the Baal Mor's understanding. Now, the Rashba says it's based on the Pasuk. The Pasuk seems to indicate this. Since the Pasuk says, when it comes to Sukkot, that you have to sit in the Sukkot 7 days, Teshu Kain Tadur, we learn, so there's a Chiv to sit in the Sukkot for 7 days, like we live in the house, there's a special Chiv. But we don't have a Pasuk by Matzah that says you have to eat all 7 days. It says, Be'erev Tochlu Matzah is on the first night. But all the other 6 days, it's simply a Rishus, and therefore, based on the Pesukim, is why the Rashba says there's no Bracha by Matzah the rest of the days, but there is a Bracha when it comes to sitting in the Sukkot. Okay, the last line of the Amud here, the Mishnah begins as follows. Mishnah says, Yeshnu Miktasan, if some of the people are sleeping, so then the Yochel, you'll have to continue eating the Karim Pesach. But Kulan lo Yochel, if all the people of Chabura fall asleep, and then they wake up, you can no longer eat the Karim Pesach. So why is that? So before you turn the page, look at the Rashbam. Rashbam explains, Yeshnu Kulan, if all of them fall asleep as part of the Chabura, eating the Pesach, lo Yochel, you can't eat anymore. Imischilu lechol pischan, v'yishanu, they fall asleep, lo yuchelu, dinira ka'ochel pischo bebeiz mekomos. It gives the impression as if a person's eating the Karim Pesach in two different places. D'me'achar sheyeshanu, heisichu daitun lechol, after they fell asleep, so it seems like they are no longer interested in eating, and when they wake up, chashiv le'itana ke'achilus shnei mekomos, it's a chumr ba'alma, says Rashbam. It's not a real din, it's just an impression, or it's ayin of some sort, not to give the impression that you're eating in two different mekomos. They said it's usher. Now, if you jump down a little bit further in the Rashbam, three wide lines down at the end of the line, he says, "V'hu adin nami b'matza bizman hazeh as well la'acha shehischil lecha matzas chova b'acharon of yashin." A person eats matzah at the end of the meal, and then he falls asleep. It is hefsek achilahi. It's considered a break in the eating. V'shiv lo yochal, he cannot eat anymore. This was modeled after the din, the chumrah of the falling asleep during the Karban Pesach. So now the Mishnah continues on Amud Beis and says as follows. Rabbi Yossi Omer Nisnamnu, which means a person were to begin dozing off, he could still yochlu, he could still eat the matzah, or the Karim Pesach rather, but Nirdimu, if he fell into a deep slumber, lo yochelu, he cannot eat anymore. We'll define what Nisnamnim is in just a second. And then the Mishnah says, HaPesach la'achar chatzos, after midnight, the Pesach becomes metame seidaim, it can metame the hands. We'll see this in tomorrow's daf, why that is. And HaPigol v'anosar, metame seidaim as well. When it comes to pigol, which is when the Kohen has the wrong machshava of shlobim koman, shlobim zmanim, he has in mind that the carbon should be eaten outside the place, outside the time, that's a certain din of pigol, or nosar, which is the carbon, any carbon, was left out past the time it could be eaten, those are also mitam seidaim, and we'll see tomorrow why they instituted this din, the rabbanon, of tumas hayadaim. So now the Gemara wants to know, Rabbi Yossi Omer Nisnamnu Yochelu Nirdimu LeYochelu. If a person begins to just doze off in and out, he's still allowed to eat. That's not called a sleep. When it comes to a person falling into a deep slumber, that's considered a sleep, and he can no longer eat the Karban Pesach. So the Gemara wants to know, and for whatever reason, I don't know why this is, but whenever Nisnamnin is introduced in the Mishnah, the Gemara always asks the question, how do you define Heichidami Nisnamnin? If you probably take a look at the Masoras HaShasi quotes like five places. I think they're probably more than that, maybe. I don't know. But Nisnamnim is always defined by the Gemara. What exactly? Heichidami Nisnamnim. So Amar Ravashi, Ravashi explains, Nim velo nim, tir velo tir. He's sleeping, but not really sleeping. He's awake, not really awake. Could go in the car, live, I know you call his name, he'll answer you. But he can't give you a logic. He can't think straight, but he's up enough, he's awake enough to respond to basics. If you remind him, remember that this happened, he wasn't completely oblivious to it. So it's kind of in and out of sleep. So Abaye, one time Abaye, have a Yosef Kamei the Rabbi. He's one time sitting in front of Rabbah, Chazi Deka Nimnim. He was falling asleep. So if you look at the Rashbam says, where's that Rashbam? He says, this was talking about, this is Leil Seder. I can't find the Rashbam right now. I don't know where this is. But Rashbam Summer says, this was Leil Seder, this Maisa. While others say this took place on, actually it was a Leil Tainis, the din by a Tainis, a person falls asleep by the Tainis, night before the Tainis, you can't eat anymore. The moment a person goes to sleep before the Tainis, you're not allowed to eat anymore, unless you have a mind to wake up in the morning to have breakfast of some sort. So, and others say, no, this was nothing to do with the Tainis, nothing to do with Leil Seder, this was a random night to the Baal Mor of the year, and he happened to fall asleep, and they're just discussing what exactly is the din of Isnamnim. Either way, there's the difference of what the context of the story is. So again, Abaye have a Yosef Kamei de Rabba, Chazit de Kam Namnim. Abaye was sitting in front of Rabba. Rabba was falling asleep. Amalei Minim Kanim Mar, are you falling asleep? Amalei Minuma Kam Namnim, I'm falling asleep. Vitran, the Mishnah says, Nisnamnu Yochelu, Nirdimulo Yochelu. That if a person begins to doze off, it's not considered sleeping, but if a person falls into a deep slumber, that is considered sleeping. So again, Machlokas, what exactly was the context, but that was the mice. The Gemara now says, it's Medaik from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, HaPesach Achar Chatzos Metameis Yadayim. That once Chatzos, once midnight hits, so now the Karm Pesach is Metameis Yadayim. That's the din. So the Gemara says, it must be then that Alma Mechatzos Havle Nosar. It must be that after Chatzos, the Karm Pesach turns into Nosar. That's the din. And that's why it's Metameis Yadayim. The Gemara says, it must be then, therefore, Mantana, who is the author of the Braisa? I'm Rabbi Yosef. It must be none other than Rabbi Elazar ben Azarihi. The Tani, the Gemara says in the Maseches Brachos, the Tani of Va'ochlus Abasa Berlaila Hazeh, that you ate the Karim Pesach that night. So what's that night? So Rabbi Elazar ben Azari Omer, Nemar Kan Berlaila Hazeh, Nemar Lahalan Vavarti Beretz Mitzrayim Berlaila Hazeh, that night they ate, and the Kaddish Baruch Hu passed through Mitzrayim that night, which was referring to Makas Becharos. When the Makas Becharos hit, it hit at Chatzos. So Ma Lahalan on Chatzos, Afkan on Chatzos, referring to Chatzos. At midnight, that's where it took place. So he held, therefore the Karim Pesach must be eaten up until Chatzos, and he's the author of the Mishnah that says, after Chatzos is no longer this man, it turned into Nosar, it's then Metameis Yadayim. So Amar lo Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says, V'alo nemar chipazon, ad chasa chipazon. No, chipazon means, when can the Karim Pesach be eaten? It can be eaten up until Shas Chipazon. When was Chipazon? When they ran out of Mitzrayim. When did they leave Mitzrayim? They left Mitzrayim in the morning. So Rabbi Kiva says, you have until the morning to eat the Karim Pesach. So Im Kain, if he really holds Shas Chipazon, is referring to the morning. So Matam Lomar Belaila. So what does the pasuk mean when it says of it says V'achlos Abasar Belaila Hazeh? So Gemara says Yochel. One might have thought Yehi Nechal Kekachim Mayom, because one would have thought normally the din by carbon is the day you shecht it, you eat it that day. So the shecht the Karim Pesach Erev Pesach Yudalid. So you would have thought maybe you could eat the Karim Pesach Erev the afternoon. Tamalomar Belaila. You have to wait until nighttime to eat it. Belaila hu nechal, veino nechal b'yom. But that nighttime could be eaten all night, according to Rabbi Kiva, not until Chatzos, but until the morning, but the day of, the afternoon before the night, that's what we're coming to teach you. You can't eat the day of the Shechita, but you need to wait until the night. How far into the night? So again, Rabbi Elazar ben Azari says, ad Chatzos, Rabbi Kiva holds up until ad Shas Chipazon, which is a Muda Shachar. So the Gemara then says, Rabbi Kiva, hai hazeh, my avilei. It says, halayla hazeh. That was used as a gzer shava to makas becharos. So what does Rabbi Kiva do with the word hazeh? So answers the Gemara, mi bar lei lemuute laila acher hu da'asa. That to tell me that the second night you cannot eat. Only one night, but you can't eat two nights. Halal hazeh this night only, but not the next night. Not to make a gzer shava to elsewhere, but to exclude a second night. Why would one have thought you could eat two nights for the Karim Pesach? Because Gemara explains, Takadayte Chamina, I would have thought, whole Pesach v'kodshim, Pesach is a kodshim kalam, v'shlomim is kodshim kalam, these are the low-level types of karbanos, ma shlomim nechalam l'shnei yamim v'layla echa, just like shlomim are eaten normally, a regular shlomim is 2 days and a night, I would have thought, a Pesach okim lailos b'makom yamim, maybe you could swap the nights for the days. And I could have said, v'yehen nechal l'shnei lailos v'yom echad, maybe you should have 2 nights to eat the Karim Pesach. For that reason, Kasser Achmana has that no, only this night, but not a second night. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer Lecha Milosa Sura Ad Boker Nafkalai. We know this from another pasuk. The pasuk says, "Don't leave it out until the morning." If you can't eat the Karim Pesach by the next morning, certainly you can't eat it by the next night as well. So you don't need the pasuk Hazeh to tell me Dafka this night. Rabbi Kiva Omer Lecha, he says back, "Ilo Kasser Achmana Hazeh." Had we not had the word Hazeh, I would have thought, what does it mean, my boker? Boker Shani. I would have thought when it says, Loso Surat Boker, then don't leave it out until the second morning, but 2 nights you certainly have to eat. So that's why you have to teach me the word Hazeh, that only 1 night, not 2 nights. Rabbi Elazar sent back to him, Amar Lecha, Kol Hecha de Kasa Boker. When it says Boker in the Pasuk, it always means Boker Rishonu. Why would you have thought it refers to Boker Sheni? So that ends the whole dialogue between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. But what does come out is a very important machlokas, whether Matzah, Karm Pesach, rather, it's eaten until Chatzos, until Amud HaShachar. So there is an interesting discussion, what about Haggadah? Is Haggadah also, is there a limit until Chatzos, or can you say it until the morning? It seems to be there's a machlokas between the Tosefta and the Medrash, and the way they're showing to understand, the simple understanding is that the machlokas is the same thing here, that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would be Lishitaso, that just like Pesach is until Chatzos, so to Haggadah should be until Chatzos. Rabbi Kiva, who holds to keep Pesach until the morning, so to Haggadah can be until the morning. The Kaf HaChaim says, for this reason, for whatever reason, a person forgot to do or didn't have a chance to do Haggadah until after Chatzos, he should do Haggadah, but not say Brach on Haggadah, because since it's a machlokas in the Brais, in the Mechilta, in the Brat Medrash, he should be safe in Safek Brachos Lahakim. So now the Gemara says, we'll finish with this. Amar Rava. Rava says, Ochel Matzah Bizman Hazeh Acha Chatzos. So if a person eats Matzah after Chatzos, so according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Lo Yatzu De Chavasa, you have not fulfilled your mitzvah, because Eol of the Karim Pesach is only till Chatzos. And seemingly the Matzah depends on, it connects to Karim Pesach, you're also not Yotzu the mitzvah. So Gemara says, Pshita, of course. Why would you think otherwise? What's the Chiddush of Rava? Once you know that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that Karm Pesach is until Chatzos, of course Matzah is also only until Chatzos. So Kevin de Itzkash le Pesach, ke Pesach dami. So what's the Chiddush? So Mal, the same way, what would I have thought? Ha'afke kra me'akesha. That maybe the Pesach removed it from the Hekesh. We know there's a Hekesh, Matzos merom yachlu, connects Matzos to Karm Pesach. We also know there's another pasuk, Be'erev Tochlu Matzos, that Matzah stands alone. So maybe you would think that since it brought a separate pasuk for Matzah, may Matzah is not limited to Chatos. Maybe he would agree it could be eaten all night long. Kamash Milan, Ki Ahadra Kra, when the pasuk returned back and connected Matzah to Pesach, Krala Milsa Kamaisa Hadra, referred back to the initial pasuk. So in other words, you have to look at the Rashbam for the various pasukim here. But either way, what comes out from all this is that the matzah is connected, even at the end, to Karm Pesach and must be eaten prior to Chatzos. So let's quickly recap. We start off the Gemara talking about this din of Shmuel that says you're not allowed to eat after the Karm Pesach. You cannot have any, after matzah, you can't have dessert. And according to the other opinion we have, Shmuel says you are actually allowed to eat after matzah, you can't have dessert. And then we have the opinion of Rava that says, Bizman hazeh, matzah is deraisa, but Mar is only Midirban. We brought Pesukim back and forth, and we spoke about, although Tameh and Derech HaChok, although they don't bring the Karm Pesach, they still should eat Matzah, and so to a Ariel Benechar as well, even though they're not involved in the Karm Pesach, they too can participate in, and they should participate in the eating of the Matzah. Then we had the Mishnah that discussed if only some of the Chabura had fallen asleep, the din would be that they could still continue to eat, but if the entire Chabura fell asleep, then it's considered as if they're eating in two different Mekomos. And then the Mishnah at the end spoke about a person who dozes off. First, the person who falls asleep, and then the din of pigal nosar is considered a metame es yadayim. We define what's exactly considered an istamnein, a person who's able to answer but can't respond with any svara. And finally, we introduce the machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, whether the Pesach is eaten until Chatzos or can be eaten until Amud HaShachar, and Pesach seems to go with the same exact halacha. Okay, Mitzvah Shem, we'll have tomorrow, we'll have the siyum, and maybe a breakfast, I guess we'll post that. Okay.